Today is Wednesday, October 11th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is... I don't have it pulled up. National Curves Day. It is also National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day. It's National Fossil Day. It's also National Coming Out Day. And lastly, but not least, well, two more. It's National Sausage Pizza Day. I had a pizza for lunch, a little microwave pizza. It's also National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work / School Day. I thought I would mention that one because my partner in crime sleeps with a teddy bear. And no, that's not me. Even though I am getting more and more bear-y in my older age, in my 45s. But he sleeps with an actual teddy bear that I bought him for one of his birthdays. Or Valentine's Day, I don't remember. But I've gotten him new ones since then, but he always seems to stick with that one. And he snuggles with a teddy bear every night. We got a voicemail. I don't know who it is, but I have a sneaking suspicion that I do know who it is. But let's have a listen, and then we'll all learn who it is together.
Yeah, so yep. I'm getting rather fatigued. And taxed.
Fatigued?
At having my name constantly invoked as the inevitable caller out of your frequent errors.
Caller outer.
Statements. I am not the arbiter of truth. I am simply a listener. Sausage, Woodland Hills.
You didn't say who you are. I love it. No, you should keep doing it. I'm going to call you out. Look, we all know how this works. First of all, for those of you who've been listening for a long time and are part of the Pride 48 community, you will know the voice of the venerable, His Honor, Auntie Scott. But I just want to make sure that everyone knows that's Auntie Scott, a well-respected voice artist in the voice artist community, the voice of Pride 48, and all that other stuff. I'm breathing hard for some reason. I just walked Sydney. Maybe I'm still out of breath. Okay. So anyway, I don't remember what I said in the last show, but I'm sure I said something like, oh, I'm sure Auntie Scott will call in and correct me. You know, it's because I love you. The same reason that you call in and correct me, because you love me, I assume. I have to assume that that's why you call in, is because you love. And you want to give me content, but you also want to make sure that I'm going through life, you know, doing things the correct way. So, thank you for your call, Auntie Scott. So yeah, I didn't get very far on the weekend, so I don't even remember what we did on Sunday at this point. But I know one thing that we did on Sunday is we went, and my poor mother. So I know when I mention my mother, I am normally annoyed. And look, I just want to say to everyone that I love my family. I love my mom. I love my stepdad. I love my brother. I think we've all been through this where there's just a parting of ways on opinions. And also because I think there's a time in your life where you grow up. Yeah, no. But I mean, we all grow up, or a lot of us grow up, who have what we consider to be good childhoods, to look up to our parents, you know, and to think, oh, I aspire to be like them, and, you know, all of those other things. And then there's some point in your life where you get out there in the world, you experience things on your own, you make friends who have different viewpoints, you move out of the South, you know, whatever the case may be, although I live in the South now, and you form different opinions than them. And now I know there are extreme cases, but, you know, such as loyal Trump followers, Fox News watchers, stuff like that, where I think people have gone a little crazy. Like, even reasonable people who probably, even though maybe they had beliefs that disagreed with, you know, us, more liberal people, they were more measured in their responses to things. They were more, and maybe, I don't want to call out Andy Scott again, so I won't. Maybe Daniel Brewer would think that they were always horrible and unreasonable and, you know, whatever. So now I'm going to call out Daniel Brewer. There you go. But at the same time, I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just didn't notice it. That is also a thing. Like, maybe I was more conservative and I got more and more liberal, and then I just didn't notice how crazy everyone was. But I feel like the era of Trump has really changed a lot of people who maybe had conservative viewpoints, but were more measured in their responses and in their opinions and stuff like that. And then when Trump and Fox News and all that came around, it totally just exacerbated everything. So anyway, I this is a long preface, but I love my parents. But either I have just gotten so far on the other side from their viewpoints that it makes it difficult to be around them, or they have gone slightly crazy because of Fox News and everything else. And both of those could be true at the same time. So I love my parents. I love my family, but it just seems, you know, there are discrepancies. There are points that we can't seem to get past. But I went over to see my parents, and we had dinner. They had invited us over for dinner. So we just kind of hung out. I did church in the morning, and then we just hung out in the afternoon. I edited the mix. And while we were watching MasterChef, I was editing on the laptop, which is not easy, but I wanted to be downstairs with Mark. And they had invited us over for dinner. My stepdad invited me, which kind of ticked me off, because I'm like, why does my mom never invite us over? Why is it always my stepdad? But, you know, it is what it is. So we went over. As per usual, I had to help cook, because when I get invited for dinner at my parents' house, I'm partly the chef. And my mom was in bed, and she had been crying all day because she already had one knee. So she has back problems and she has knee problems with both of her knees. She also has stomach problems. She's 75. I mean, you know, she's getting to the age where you're going to have a lot of problems, but, and it's not like she is decrepit or anything like that. And you wouldn't even know, but she's just in pain all the time. And so she lays in bed a lot because that is the most comfortable. But she had been crying all day because she had been to the doctor because her knee is now locking up and she's fallen a couple of times because her knee is locked up. But it was the same doctor that did her first knee surgery that she was really unhappy with. And now I think she's okay with it. Now I think she's exercised it enough and it's now working, you know, better, we'll say. But the first 6 to 8 months of that knee surgery, she thought the doctor just did a horrible job and et cetera. And so anyway, she goes back to the doctor and she's like, my knee's locking up. I'm falling now. You know, I need to get it fixed. Well, I think the doctor is gun shy now because she was so unhappy with the first surgery. And he says, well, I'm not going to do a surgery. I don't think you're going to be happy with it. He said, you need to go get your back checked because I think your back is exacerbating the problem. I've used that word twice in this episode. Wow. But I think that this one is that your back is exacerbating the problem and you need to get your back checked. And mom doesn't want to have back surgery. And she said, I, you know, your brother said I should get your advice too. And she said, I don't want to get back surgery. And I'm like, well, I think the doctor is saying that you need to go and get a recommendation from someone who specializes in back to make sure that the back is not going to prevent you from the knee getting better. you know, because sciatic nerve and all that kind of stuff. I said, so you should at least go get the, you know, whatever. But I felt bad for her because she was teary, and she's like, I just want to be able to walk around like a normal person, and, you know, I don't want to be bedridden all the time and having to do wheelchairs at the airport and all that kind of stuff. So I felt bad, you know. I know she's getting to that age, and she's not been, in her later years, she hasn't been one to maintain an exercise routine. And so I feel like that contributes to it as well. She did exercise a lot when she was younger, when she was in her 40s and even 50s, but now she doesn't really. Anyway, I feel bad. But we had dinner with them. We played games. My stepfather made the worst cookies in the world because he tries to make everything health food. Seriously. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.